Our epistle for this 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 16 through 22. Brethren, the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. He does not say, and to his offsprings as of many, but as of one, and to thy offspring, who is Christ. Now I mean this, the law which was made 430 years later does not annul the covenant, which was ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the right to inherit be from the law, it is no longer from a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. What then was the law? It was enacted on account of transgressions, being delivered by angels through a mediator until the offspring should come to whom the promise was made. Now there is no intermediary where there is only one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? By no means. For if the law had been given that could give life, justice would truly be from the law. But Scripture shut up all things under sin, that by the faith of Jesus Christ the promise might be given to those who believe. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. At that time, Jesus was going to Jerusalem. He was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he was entering a certain village, there met him 10 lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voices, crying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And it came to pass that, as they were on their way, they were made clean. But one of them, seeing that he was made clean, returned with a loud voice, glorifying God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. But Jesus answered and said, "Were not the 10 made clean? Where are the 9? Has no one been found to return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go thy way, for thy faith has saved thee." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. That by the faith of Jesus Christ, the promise might be given to those who believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, far too often we take too many things for granted. Oh, even those things that deal between individuals, friendships, associations, spouses. We don't invest in those relationships as we should. But I think the first remedy to any of those deficiencies would be making sure that we do not take for granted the opportunity that we have for our relationship with Christ. Christ is not a convenience. I will say it again. Christ is not a convenience. Too many people use Christ as a convenience. They feel bad, so they go to confession and feel better. But you might even play the game of presumption, not realizing that the ugly side, the other side of that ugly coin is despair. And then they wonder why they're miserable. They come to Holy Communion. "Well, I get to go to Holy Communion today because I'm not in sin." No, why don't we state it a little different? "I get to go to Holy Communion today because he's good. He wants to be my friend. And he wants to empower me, enrich me, and make me holy. And I want to be his as he wants to be mine." In today's gospel, we see the 10. They had heard about our Lord, no doubt. Perhaps they even had seen some of his miracles. Maybe they got to taste some of the bread or the fish that he multiplied. But no doubt they heard, because they came together, 10 of them, You can imagine the discussion they might have had in order to bring them to this point. They got together like, well, okay, if we go by ourselves, people will throw rocks at us and, you know, beat us out. But if we come as a group and we kind of just huddle together, people won't mess around with a big group. But we need to go and ask him if he can give sight to the blind, if he can raise cripples, then probably can help us. Now, those 10 lepers, how many of you those were thinking about their ailment? We don't want this ailment anymore. We want to get rid of this ailment. Probably all 10 of them. And so they stood afar off. Jesus, Master. That's all they knew him to be, a great teacher. They didn't recognize him as something greater. Heal us. Have mercy on us. Help us. Our Lord gives them a directive and sends them on their way. Go show yourself to the priests. It was the Mosaic Law. In order so that they could be let back into the society, the priests had to look at them like, no, you no longer have that leprosy. You can go back. Our Lord says the same thing to us when we have the leprosy of sin. Go show yourselves to the priest. Go to confession. It's not going to cost you very much. It's going to cost you a little trip. It's going to cost you a little shame. Who likes to tell on themselves? Nobody. And if you have even imperfect contrition, I will forgive you. That's what he says. Imperfect contrition. And far too often, that's what we have. It's not what we could have. We could have perfect contrition. It takes an effort. But this is where we must consider our relationship with Christ. Is Christ for us a mere convenience? We do the church thing because, well, you know. Or, better yet, something tragic happens in our life. Oh, let's get the priest, let's get the blessings, let's get the sacraments. I'm going through some type of big event, health problem. I'm scared. So we go to Christ. And we should go to Christ when we get to those points, but shouldn't we go to him before that? Listen to our Lord's words where he says, we're not 10 made clean. Where are the other 9? No, they went off. The one foreigner came back and returned to give thanks to God, and his attitude towards Christ was changed. He fell on his face, it says, and adored him. No longer did he consider him just a master. He adored him. You only adore God. If we believe what we say we believe, then we are in the presence of the same Christ. And he can make us whole. We don't come to church out of mere convenience. We come to church because we have a relationship with Christ. That's a day in, day out relationship. Not just a Sunday thing we do. Or when death strikes our family and we come into church and we're all sad and mourning, or maybe a joyful event of a wedding and, well, let's go to church. No, our relationship with Christ is not a convenience. Can't be a convenience. It has to be a reality. And if we make it a reality, then good things happen. Grace will be ours because that's what he brings. We'll have the remedy for our deficiencies because he is the remedy. We will become the saints that we were created to become, because without Christ, we can't become saints. But we don't even do it for that. That's imperfect. We do it for him. And then when we do it for him, then we're able and capable of not only being better ourselves, but sharing him with others. And that's charity. Charity isn't just the feel-good thing that people do and call charity. Charity is the sharing of Christ. If you help your neighbor out, or you see the stranger on the street, you give them $5, and you do it in the name of Christ, that's charity. If you do it in the name of yourself, it's not charity. Scripture tells us we should do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means we need to have a good relationship with Christ, not a convenience. not a convenient relationship. Fair weather friends, let's not treat Christ this way. Let us make sure that we do our part in making him truly our friend, as he has done his part in wanting to be truly our friend. And of course, always have the attitude of gratitude for everything God has done for you. Too many people have the attitude to the good Lord, and to others, but to the good Lord first. What have you done for me lately? Seriously? Look at what he does for us right now, today. That we're in his presence, and he wants us to invite him into our day. Will we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.